Galnet News, 22nd of September, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Inglorious Baskers. Havering Halsey has visions of a happy heaven. There was supposed to be a thorough-shattering kaboom. Inglorious Baskers. Senator Cathaoirne Loren has been remanded in custody in Achenar after being charged in connection with the attempted assassination of Admiral Petraeus on the 20th of August. The Admiral was delivering a speech at Mackenzie Relay in Semies when he was approached by several armed would-be assassins who were rapidly detained by Imperial security personnel. It is believed that Senator Loren, who was travelling under the pseudonym Salome, was arrested on her ship a short time later. Following her disappearance, the Children of Raxla, a mystical organization with connections to the erstwhile senator, conducted a terrorist campaign against trade in the Semies system, causing economic hardship to countless imperial citizens. It is Loren's connections with shady organizations like Emperor's Dawn and the Children of Raxla that makes her a danger to the stability of the Empire. It is not clear what part Loren played in the assassination attempt. Her noble birth may save her from the worst punishment, but in the Empire it is more important that justice is seen to be done than that justice is actually done, so there's little doubt she will be found guilty. Blue Rinse Princess Aisling Duval captured the mood in the Empire when she suggested that Loren may have been behind many of the problems the Empire has experienced in the last 12 months. She called for a just punishment for Loren's atrocious crimes and praised the Empire's loyal security services for their diligence. The Imperial Citizen newspaper has called for Loren and the factions she's associated with to be dealt with harshly. Havering Halsey has visions of a happy heaven. One-time federal president and psychiatric inmate Jasmina Halsey has been sharing her visions with a skeptical Alioth audience. Halsey went missing along with Starflight 1 in May 3301 and was drifting in her escape pod for 9 months until she was eventually rescued in February 3302. During this time, she had visions that she feels compelled to share with her new compatriots in the Alliance. Indeed, she says, she has a duty to tell us all about it. Halsey's latest ramblings describe a place of extraordinary beauty, a paradise. It was, she continued, truly wonderful. Halsey now seems determined to find the imaginary place from her dreams, claiming it could be our future. Citizens of the Federation will no doubt be glad to recall that Halsey is no longer their president. Whether she manages to convince Alliance Prime Minister Edmund Mahon to fund an expedition to find her paradise remains to be seen. There was supposed to be a thorough-shattering kaboom. An Imperial plot to flood Thoro Orbital in Ubotrima with millions of tons of high explosives has been successful, with many station services shut down. The Empire has thus successfully sabotaged Federation skimmer production. A spokesman for the station blamed the Federal Navy for failing to provide support to destroy the Empire's supply lines. Slightly disappointingly, Thoro Station did not spectacularly vaporize in a huge and satisfying explosion. This week, the Empire and Federation have shifted their gaze back to the Pleiades. With the Empire planning to set up a base to prevent the Federation monopolizing the supply of meta-alloys, and the Federation appealing for exploration data in the light of the discovery of a crashed alien spaceship. The Alliance has not commented at all. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.